Nolte, Independent Spirit Awards Go Gender Neutral. By John Nolte on August 23, 2022. The Independent Spirit Awards will no longer offer four acting categories and, by extension, four acting awards. Best Actor is out. Best Actress is out. Best Supporting Actor is out. Best Supporting Actress is out. Instead, as a means to appease the woke Gestapo, there will be only two acting awards because when you go gender neutral, there can only be awards for Best Lead Performance and Best Supporting Performance. You see, in La La Land, there are no men or women anymore. Just freaks flying their freak flags, complete with swastika, and a bunch of unhappy actors and actresses who know their chances of winning this particular award were just cut in half. The best part is that these unhappy actors and actresses not only can't complain about this outrage but are also required to pretend to love and support this insane, anti-science idea. The Independent Spirit Awards are not the first to go anti-science. The MTV Movie and TV Awards, the Gotham Awards, and the British Independent Movie Awards are also gender-neutral. Eventually, the Oscars will be bullied into doing the same, which means fewer Oscars for you and you and you. Why not still offer Best Actor and Actress, but add a category for Best Performance by a narcissistic freak who needs a ton of therapy? One problem with going this route is that it does nothing to appease the Nazis dedicated to identity politics. It's just another quagmire. The first year men win both the lead and supporting performance awards, the woke Gestapo will lose its collective mind. Conversely, as film writer Jordan Rumi points out, there is also a downside for actresses. And just like that, the Spirit Awards have opened the door for predictable outrage if a male actor were to win and a female actress wins nothing. Did they not think about this before announcing today's changes? It's actually been argued that this would hurt women as most media acting roles are for men, so they would have a better chance of winning every time. Although, in the age of virtue signaling, this could also mean that rewarding a woman with the award could be perceived as unearned and deliberately done due to her gender. It's a lose-lose situation for all, they just don't know it yet. Affirmative action hurts everyone. Don't you want to feel like you've earned the win? Unfortunately, there are countless instances where an Oscar winner has had his or her achievement undermined by rumors about a split vote, a mistake in the counting, or a pity Oscar. Right now, this is happening to black actors, actresses, and films. In the past, no one questioned when a Sidney Poitier, Denzel Washington, Louis Gossett Jr., or Halle Berry won an Oscar. The only talk was of merit. But today, that's all changed. Because Hollywood's become obsessed with identity, equity, and racial politics, almost every black actor, actress, film, or TV show that walks out a winner is, fairly or not, undermined by the industry's condescending fever to virtue signal. After decades of racism, Hollywood has finally given black actors and actresses the amount of work they should have had all along, but the result is using them as woke cannon fodder. Multitudes of talented black performers are cast in the kind of insufferable woke product that kills audience goodwill and, by extension, limits their careers, and too many of their achievements and awards are questioned as an act of charity on the altar of equity. It's so much easier and kinder and humane to treat everyone equally in a meritocracy. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.